Just spending the morning in the company of so many inspiring women, I thought we'd just, for the heck of it, continue the trend on air, set the news aside for once, and bring you a story that's really going to make you smile, I think. Joining me in studio is Krista Karlitz, who is a sportswear designer whose business is built on the back of a really inspiring personal story of hope and of recovery. Now, Krista was only 17 when a terrible accident literally turned her life upside down and put paid to her love of dancing. Or so she thought, because it turns out that telling this woman it can't be done and getting that message through to her brain to internalize, not quite the same thing. Krista, it's lovely to have you with us. Welcome to
Thanks
the studio.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Krista Karlitz of My Fifth Element Activewear. How young were you when you first started to dance?
I was 5 years old.
So yes, it was something that was part of your life from very early on.
From really early on for continuous period of 12 years, basically.
And what was it, all ballet? Was it modern dancing? What forms of dance were you
only
involved in?
Classical, Jackie T ballet.
That is something that requires a huge amount of discipline, and to keep it going even into your high school years means you have to really make dance your whole life, don't you?
Yeah, it's you know, it's such dedication, and 2 hours, three times a week, so it's
quite
really all-consuming and a lot of dedication.
But obviously something that you love, because you have to really love something to give that kind of dedication.
Oh, for sure, yes.
Now, Krista, 1996, you're in matric, you're only 17 years old, you set off on a school trip, and everything is turned upside down. Talk to us about the accident that changed your life.
Yes, well, basically, as you've read, my plans for my future, I had it all set, and was a big future ahead, and I only thing I wanted to do was dance. So on this day of the accident, we are on a school trip, on a bus tour, and unfortunately there was a fault with the door, so I fell out while the bus was moving, and it basically dragged me under, so grazing my whole lower left leg to such a state that they wanted to amputate it right there and then, but luckily my family fought for me, and so the journey began, the path of rehabilitation, and so on.
I mean, I don't want to go into too much grisly detail, but I think it can't be overemphasized how severe the injuries to your leg were. I mean, to the point, as you said, that doctors thought they'd have to amputate it. You'd nearly lost your foot. There was severe damage to all the muscle, all the blood vessels, etc. Your parents, though, fought back when the doctor said, we need to take this leg. Obviously, knowing that dance was your life and your passion, that must have been a huge contributing factor. But it's not an easy decision for a parent to take when medical advice is telling them something different.
Right. And they also gave me the choice.
What
if my father asked me, must they save my leg? Do I want them to save my leg? And I said yes.
Knowing that came at risk of your life.
And also knowing that it might not be successful. So that was it was tough on my parents as well.
But I'm sure. Yes. Now, I mean, 17 years old, as you said, you've got your whole life ahead of you. You think you've got everything planned. I remember being 17. Yeah. You think you've got everything sorted, and you know what you're doing next and where you're going. But for you, it meant that your life basically came to a standstill. So I know your physical injuries and your physical recuperation were a huge challenge, but there was also an immense psychological component to your recovery. Let's maybe start with the physical. You spent something like 2 years almost flattened your back, didn't you?
Yes, in and out hospitals, operations, and the big reconstruction of my lower leg and foot, which meant that I was mostly on crutches or in a wheelchair, on a walking stick at some point. So yes, I literally had to learn how to walk again, because they told me I would never be able to walk ever again, but here I am now today.
You obviously found something in yourself.
So that whole period was about 2 years before I could.
And it was 2 years of being completely dependent on your mom in particular, I think I read. It must have been incredibly frustrating for you to watch your schoolmates go on and start living those lives you'd planned and dreamed of together, move on with going on to varsity, pursuing their careers, while you were essentially stuck at home, taking baby steps again.
Yes, it was I think during that period, I just survived. It was a process of grieving, almost, can I say, going through all this phases of being angry and denial and now thinking of, you know, what to do with my life. I didn't really want to go to college or anything like that. So, yes, that was difficult, seeing my friends at varsity, you know, having a good time and doing what they wanted to study or
what they planned.
Yes.
Now, in your writing, on your blog, and in the story of your business, you describe it as having lost your so-called fifth element, lost your sense of your spark, your zest for life, your joy in life. And it's been a long process, I know, for you to rekindle that spirit. But you've moved on. You had to move on. What did you then do with your life? Because we are going back all the way to 1996. Today, you sit here, a wife, a mom, your own successful business that you've started. What happened in between? How did you find a new way for yourself?
Well, yes, during college, I did start getting more into wine. I was interested in wine growing up in Stellenbosch and did a couple of courses, and then I went to Scotland for 2 years just to go and work and experience
Something
Europe and
yeah.
and tour a bit and enjoy myself. And when I got back after 2 years, I started studying, well, just working in the wine industry, and I studied for a Cape Wine Master at the end of the day for 5 years. So I'm still, wine is still a very big passion of mine. I'm still involved in wine exports. I have my own fifth element wine brand.
Okay.
And that's where I had this brand and the concept already manifested long ago. So it was there. And I always knew that I wanted to do something more with it in the line of fashion.
Okay. Now, what touched me particularly reading your story was your description of how when you became a mother, you almost carried over some of the trauma from your own accident and experience into motherhood. I related to it so strongly. I've spoken before on air about how, you know, particularly as the mother of a daughter, I worry about her. I worry about her safety. You're constantly vigilant for what could go wrong, where they might be at risk. For you, that was amplified, wasn't it? You almost had a form of PTSD based on your own experiences.
Yes. It was basically, as I lived my life, it was, I think, subdued. It was sort of hidden. And then it came to the forefront when I had my two daughters. And it was that anxiety and panic attacks of something would go wrong with them. So these visions constantly about my father or whoever possibly driving over them. And
gosh.
You know, something terrible happening to them. So that took over my life for a couple of years. It was causing depression and anxiety in my life to a state where I couldn't literally make up my bed in the morning. So where you feel like you can do nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
Yes, it's really hopeless. So.
Now, I'm fascinated to know what changed, because something changed towards the end of 2015. Something made you step back and nearly 20 years after your accident, reevaluate your life and reevaluate what you wanted to do. Can you put your finger on what it was that caused that?
I think I never really let go of my dream, because I was always in my imagination in this my own virtual world, imagining myself dancing again. It was this big dream, and I don't think I've ever let go of that. So I came to a point in my life where physically I felt I'm starting to struggle with my body, and I also realized I'm now in a deep, dark place, and I want to be more active with my children and play with them, where I was just, I knew just something inside of me knew I had to do something. So I joined the gymnasium, and from there I was introduced after a couple of months to personal trainer Jeff Ames, which has been a really big part in my life to where I am today. And after a year's training, you can see now.
Well, I mean, you look fantastic. But what I love about the story was at some point you turned to Jeff and said, sure, you're training me to be an Iron Woman. I'm not an Iron Woman. I'm a ballerina. And I gather that just uttering that uttering those words, yes, and manifesting that vision you'd kept on holding on to was enough to make you think, yes, I'm going to go and walk back into a studio.
Only after 3 months of training, I started regaining my confidence, and I felt I was up to a point where I actually started thinking about dancing could be a possibility. Mm-hmm. And he encouraged me, and, you know, he was there all along, very dedicated. And at some point, just when I started out doing ballet again, it was September last year, there was a point, now all of a sudden, ballet was sort of distant from me, mm, for so long, and now I was confronted with it daily. My daughter's dancing at the studio, mm, spending about 3 times a week at the studio. So when I started out the class, eventually, that on one day I felt so down, and I thought, it's sort of like for the first time I'm realizing all over again that I won't be able to dance, mm, perfectly. And what he told me was, you know what, you may never be the perfect dancer again, but you'll get to that stage where people won't even realize that you've had the accident. Mm. And that is exactly what happened. So I've danced with some of the girls now for 9 months. I didn't even realize
that you had had such severe, yes, injuries. I wish our listeners right now could see the glow on your face as you talk about the fact that you've been back in a studio dancing again for the last few months, because it is written on every pore and on every eyelash how much it means to you, Krista. You've rekindled that spark of joy, that fifth element that you felt you'd lost. And now you've channeled that idea, mm-hmm, into your activewear range, fifth element. Before we run out of time, please, yeah, tell us a little bit more about what you're doing and how listeners can, right, can look at your range and buy some of it.
Yes, yes. I've got so much to say. Actually, I also just want to thank Renelle from the Fits and All blog. Mm-hmm. She was the lady that she saw my range, and then after hearing my story, she was like, no, people must know about you and, mm, know about your story. So she's really been the woman supporting me and sharing my story.
That's fantastic.
My love for sports is water sports, surfing, mm, and water skiing, and then obviously dance. So my brand is based on the elements, mm-hmm, earth, water, fire, and air. So I've created the Earth Range, is the studio yoga wear, mm-hmm, gym for the women. Fire is, of course, the men's range. Very bold, funky, mm-hmm, designs for the gym fanatics. And then also my water range is now, it's sporty swimwear, surf, yep, rash guards and things for surfing. And then the air range is something I'm still working on. That's a dance. So okay. It's going to be customized leotards and very nice dance accessories. So.
And the fifth element is, yes, you, of course, rediscovering the joy of yeah, rediscovering dance. It's such a wonderful story, Krista. I'd love our listeners to hop onto your website and take a look at the fifth, yes, element range. Won't you, yeah, tell them where they can do that?
Yes, you can have a look on www.myfifthelement.co.za, and also have a look at the Facebook page and Instagram, Fifth Element Sportswear.
Well, all I can say is keep dancing, because the way it lights up your face, it's got to be good for your health. Krista Carlitz, thanks for sharing
the
story.
Thank you so much, Papa.
And all the best to you. Love you to meet you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. It's myfifthelement.co.za. They're gorgeous. It's the kind of clothing that inspires you to get back into the gym, which takes quite a lot if you're like me. So if I feel that way, I'm sure it'll inspire you to get active. Myfifthelement.co.za, the brainchild of Krista Carlitz.